Shannon Sovendahl, you're an emergency room doctor over at Foothills Hospital in Boulder. What's it like there right now?
We definitely are seeing COVID patients. You know, when I come to shift in the emergency department, a fair number of the patients have flu-like symptoms, which are viral illness type symptoms. And we're not actually even testing all of those patients because we don't have enough tests, but we're making the assumption that they have COVID or the flu. That's how they're acting when they're in the emergency department. You know, I do think a lot of people have COVID-19 and they don't know that they have the disease. For example, on my last shift, I saw two patients in a row. One was there for kidney stones and one was there for a possible infection from a spinal surgery. Both of those patients got imaging to rule out their other condition. And on that imaging, we saw on their lung that they had the ground glass appearance, which is consistent with a COVID diagnosis. So they were essentially having signs on their exam of having COVID, but that was not their chief complaint.
Did you test them for COVID-19?
One of those patients got admitted to the hospital and they got tested because our policy currently is that if you get admitted to the hospital, you get tested. The kidney stone patient got sent home because that was the normal progression of their kidney stones. And we did not test them because they were going home.
Even though you thought, gosh, this person actually looks like they might have COVID-19. How about the one who got admitted? Did the person who get admitted later prove to be positive for COVID-19?
I'm not sure. And the reason why is because we admit so many patients over the course of a few shifts and everyone's getting tested that I'm actually not tracking those numbers myself. I see what the overall is for the hospital, but I'm not tracking those individual numbers. And to go back to the patient getting sent home with the appearance on the x-ray, the diagnosis at that point, you know, the patient might feel better because they have a positive test. But if I'm telling them that there's a COVID pandemic and they have signs of COVID on their x-ray or their CT scan, then they probably have COVID. You just tell them that and you don't need to necessarily do the test from a standpoint of caring for the patient. We definitely would like to know those numbers from a pandemic standpoint, meaning when we're trying to calculate what is the rate of the disease, what's the mortality rate, what's the hospitalization rate. Obviously, we need to have a good denominator in that equation to know. And if we have a lot of people walking around that we don't even know have the disease, it obviously changes those numbers. And the scary part for care providers and really a crux of this pandemic is the fact that we have found that people are having viral particles on their person when they're not symptomatic. So a huge percentage of people, when I say huge, meaning anywhere from 20 to 50% is what various studies are showing, can have an infection of COVID-19 and not know that they're having it. That means that they can then expose someone else to the disease and infect them. So now we can't rely on the fact that someone's sick, you know, stay at home when you're sick. It's anybody could be passing on the illness. And obviously for a healthcare provider, when I'm in the ER, those two examples that I just gave you, those patients certainly came in with a complaint that maybe a few months ago, I wouldn't have suited up in a gown for a kidney stone, but now that person can certainly infect me. So I do have to be aware even when they're asymptomatic.
Shannon Sovendahl, emergency room doctor at Foothills Hospital in Boulder. What percentage of people did you say you're assuming don't even show any symptoms?
So the percentage that don't show symptoms on studies are anywhere from 20 to 50% could potentially carry the virus and not show symptoms.
You just said 20 to 50%.
20% of those people might not have symptoms, even though their test came back positive. Normally, what we would teach about a virus illness is that as you get more sick at some point in the illness, you're creating more viral particles, right? And then I sneeze and that higher viral load makes me more infectious. The problem with COVID-19 is that you have a high viral load very early on in the illness, and you can have a viral load even when you're asymptomatic. And so that obviously adds to the spread of the disease.
Are you testing for the virus? Or are you testing for the antibody, or are you testing for both at Foothills?
If someone's acutely sick in the hospital, we're testing for the virus. We're going to see if they have the virus in their system and the viral load.
And how soon do you get the test back, by the way?
When we first started to do the test, it was 6 to 7 days. Now we're getting them back in about 2 days. 1 to 2 days is our turnaround for the virus. For the antibody test, people should be aware of what they're getting tested for, and people should be aware of if they're going to order a test online to try to get what that test is doing. The tricky part is some of those tests that order online, it's testing an antibody for any coronavirus. Coronaviruses are common. We've had coronaviruses around for years, and everyone gets sick from coronavirus.
That's the common cold.
Yeah. So if you test positive on that test, you might be scared that you have COVID-19, but you could have had any coronavirus previously. And so that test isn't super functional then from a standpoint of epidemiology.
And so some of those tests that are the antibody tests are too sensitive to any coronavirus, and others give you false negatives. meaning that somebody might have coronavirus, but the test is negative.
So we look at two numbers. The sensitivity is just how likely we are to be able to pick up the entity that we're looking for. And the specificity is how right are we that we got the right entity, meaning it is COVID-19. And so when you look online, I just read something for a friend the other day. They were asking me about a test. The advertisement on the website said that it was 100% sensitive and 100% specific. Usually, if I want more sensitivity, I lose some specificity, or if I gain some specificity, I lose some sensitivity. And so whenever you see stuff that looks too good to be true, I think it probably is a little bit too good to be true.
Well, here we are in this time period where getting tested is a little bit like throwing at a dartboard.
You have to look at what's the reason for doing the test. When we put into the public to say everyone should be social distancing, everyone should stay at home, everyone should wear a mask, whether you have the test or not, I want you to stay home. Whether it's positive or not, I want you to stay home. And whether or not you have COVID, if you're well enough to stay home, then you're going to self-treat at home. So really, we're treating what we see from a clinical standpoint, meaning, you know, you can't breathe, your oxygen level is low, or we're telling you to go home with that, you know, your illness and say, hey, take it easy. Do what your grandma told you. Get plenty of rest. Drink plenty of fluids, eat good food, don't be stressed out. Like, those are all things to get better at home. And the test itself isn't helping me with that decision. It's not making me say whether I can send someone home or have someone stay. It's really a matter of telling me how prevalent it is in our community.
What would you like to see in Boulder?
You know, the first thing I want to say in Boulder is that I'm super grateful and proud of all the first responders and people that are working. You know, they totally are showing up for their job. I'm the medical director of the EMS service here and the fire service. And those individuals, it is scary to go to work. It is scary to like step up and do the job. And they're totally doing it. So I don't want to change anything with that. I think they're doing a great job. I think the hospital, everyone's showing up and doing a great job as well. So I'm really impressed with that. Spirits are good of the people taking care of individuals that are coming to the hospital. I guess what I would like to see in Boulder is everyone to continue to take it very seriously when we say, hey, you need to be doing social distancing. You need to prevent the spread of this disease. Being safe and doing that well, I think that we really have seen a flattening of the curve, at least in Boulder and in Colorado.
How do we measure to see if it's safe to get the economy back up and running?
Once we get better numbers of how quickly this disease spreads.
You said we need widespread testing of both kinds, the viral test and the antibody test. I like to think of a viral test as being 100% accurate. Is that the case?
No test is perfect. It's kind of what I said before. And each type of test has its flaws and its errors.
I've heard some people say that the test for the virus, because it's constantly mutating and because there are some tricky sides about how you identify that coronavirus versus the common cold, that it may be that it misses as many as 30% of the actual cases of COVID-19, meaning that somebody gets the test and they still test negative. You're nodding your head. You're not saying anything, but you're nodding your head.
This is something that doctors deal with all the time, meaning when you came into the ER 3 months ago and you thought you had a strep throat or you thought you had influenza and now you think you have COVID, all of those tests are by numbers not perfect. They're 70% accurate. They're 80% accurate. When you come to get your strep screen, the strep throat swab in the ER, that test is about 70 to 80% accurate. So it's similar.
Okay, so it's similar and it's much lower than most of us who are not in the medical community would like it to be, and probably in the medical community. You know, there's the economist Paul Romer, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, who keeps saying over and over again that what we need to do is get a lot of testing happening, just a lot, because when you get enough testing happening and repeat testing, it starts to even out and make more clear what the real data is versus the noise. And you can't do that with little tiny bits of data. You can do it with more.
And I totally agree with the economist's statement. You know, we need to get a real good handle on the numbers. And once we have a good handle on the numbers, you can start to make a plan as to how you have people start getting back out into the community, because we know what the rate and risk is of doing that. We know what the rate and risk is once someone has been exposed to the virus, you know, that they have antibodies and can they spread it and all those features. So we can crunch the statistics if we know what the error rate is and what the sensitivity and specificity of a test is. The problem is that we just don't know the numbers at all. You know, if you don't know how accurate your test is, if you don't know how many people have it, I can do all the math I want because I can make it look however I want based on those numbers, because they're not real numbers yet. And so really the important thing is to get the science behind what is the test truly showing me and what are our numbers that we're actually testing. Man, I would love to have the perfect numbers. I would love to know what everyone has as a whole. And the tricky part is that there's always a little bit of level of what does China have? What happened in Germany? What happened in Italy? you know, when we get their data, we're trying to glean whether that's good data or skewed data or wrong data until we can kind of do it ourselves and have widespread rapid testing and start to look at those numbers, then we can start to come up with a plan.
That's Dr. Shannon Sovendahl. He is an emergency room doctor at Foothills Hospital, the Boulder Community Hospital right here in Boulder, speaking there with KGNU's Shelley Schlender about the need to ramp up testing and have accurate data on the current COVID-19 pandemic.